The state of Connecticut grapples with disparity in public education. Hedge fund billionaire Ray Dalio has pledged $100 million to help close that gap. That is, as long as the state and others match the funds. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports a foundation run by Dalio's wife has shaped public education in the state for nearly two decades.
This is a science class at the Brian McMahon High School, a diverse magnet school in Norwalk. Teacher Joe LaPrade is at one of the lab tables explaining a biology concept to a student.
And you could use either these from your vocabulary or these from your word bank.
Okay, thank you.
LaPrade is a beneficiary of the Dalio Foundation Fund for Teachers. He used his fellowship to study in Colombia.
We went to a country that a lot of our students come from in order to learn about their educational system, in order to best place them when they get here.
LaPrade says the fellowship helped him and his colleagues develop a course called Science Foundations for Newcomers. It's an English language course integrated into math and science classes.
We try to make them read, write, listen, and speak every single day.
His colleague, Paula Fortuna, teaches world literature. She had a grant to go to the University of Indiana at Bloomington, and later she went to Japan.
We feel like we're in the hedge fund industry or something, just because we were treated with like just so many nice perks and meals, and we just felt extremely valued.
The Dalio Foundation has given $32 million in grants to teachers since 2001. Karen Webb is with the foundation. She explains why investing in teachers is so important.
At the end of the day, it's the individual practitioner who's going to make sure that an effort is effective or not, because they're the ones doing the work.
This has made the teachers' unions in Connecticut supportive of the Dalio gift, but some parents and educators wonder who will decide how the money will be spent, like Sarah Miller, a public school activist in New Haven. She worries because private donors and taxpayer money have to match Dalio's gift.
He's asking the state to match it with $100 million that now is going to be subservient to the Dalio donation and the Dalio initiative and whatever structure is making decisions. So instead of having those monies available for the public good and having, you know, communities be able to have some say about how that's used, it is potentially going to be, you know, directed by private entities.
Miller says she's seen how other big donations to schools played out. Dale Russacuff wrote the book on such gifts. She followed Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's $100 million donation to Newark Public Schools in 2010.
The large amount of money that was spent on, you know, all of these strategies to try to improve the district schools had a mixed effect that's kind of hard to sort out.
Russacuff says reading scores improved, but math did not. On top of that, she says as much as $20 million was spent on high-priced consultants. Local educators felt they had little input. Russacuff says Dalio may have learned some lessons from that.
A lot of philanthropies really took note of that Zuckerberg experience and are trying to sort of rethink the way they engage with communities. So I don't know if he's one of those or what, but you know, it would be very interesting to see what they're going to do differently.
Ray Dalio himself says philanthropy alone is not the answer. During an appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes, correspondent Bill Whitaker asked Dalio if taxes should be raised on the wealthy.
Should taxes on people like you be raised?
Of course.
You say of course.
Of course. One way or another, the important thing is to take those tax dollars and make them productive.
Amy Dowell agrees that Dalio's gift cannot make up for public funding. She's with Democrats for Education Reform, a political group that supports public schools.
For perspective, our state spends over $200 million just in Bridgeport on public education and municipal aid. So this is $300 million over 5 years spread across the entire state. So it shouldn't really dramatically take the gas pedal off in terms of aid for public school districts.
The Dalio Foundation has said it wants to involve local school communities. The initiative aims to help students from places with high poverty rates graduate from high school and get jobs. Ebong Udama, WSH News.